You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Stay tuned now for Sholta Gale.
Support comes from Sunshine Homeshare Colorado, a nonprofit that matches elders looking to remain in their homes with home seekers looking for affordable housing. Home sharing provides mutually beneficial effects for both a home provider and a home seeker. More at sunshinehomeshare.org.
One car, blue car, old car, new car, classic car, sports car, electric car. Wow, what a lot of cars you have in your garage. But isn't that a little extra? If you have more vehicles than you need, donate one, two, or even three to those who can really put it to work. KGNU will use the proceeds to drive more quality into your favorite shows. We make it easy to give with free pickup, and your generous gifts could qualify for a tax deduction. Call 1-844-KGNU-CAR or donate securely online at kgnu.org.
Support comes from Boulder County Health Coverage. Healthcare insurance open enrollment runs until January 15th. Health plan options may be explored online at the Connect for Colorado Marketplace or by scheduling time to speak with a Boulder County enrollment expert. Confidential assistance is available in both English and Spanish online at bouldercountyhealthcoverage.org.
Well, Roger at the microphone tonight. And happy December. Where has the year gone? All of a sudden, we are now at the end of the year. And we are blessed in December with some visits, not only from Santa Claus, but also from several different touring groups. And they're here now? Well, they still can be. So We Banjo 3 is performing tonight at the Lone Tree Arts Center in the South Denver metro area. Tomorrow night, they are in Fort Collins at the Armory Event Center. And then Friday night, they are at the E-Town Hall in Boulder. But my understanding is that that show is sold out. So I'll talk about the other people who are going to be here this month. And we're waiting to do that. In case you aren't at the Lone Tree Arts Center tonight to hear We Banjo 3 and don't have tickets to hear them on Friday night, I'm going to play a couple of tunes off a new album that they literally just released a couple of weeks ago called A Winter Wonderful. So the first track is called Driving Home for Christmas, and then the classic old, old Irish Christmas carol from County Wexford, the Wexford Carol. So here is We Banjo 3, Driving Home for Christmas.
I'm driving home for Christmas. I can't wait to see those faces. I'm driving home for Christmas, yeah. Well, I'm moving down that line, and it's been so long, but I will be there and I'll sing this song, pass the time away. Driving in my car, I'm driving home for Christmas. It's gonna take some time, but I'll get there in the end. Top to toe in tailbacks, I got red lights on the run, but soon there'll be a freeway. Get my feet on holy ground. So I sing for you, though you can hear me, and when I get through and feel you near me. I'm driving in my car, I'm driving home for Christmas. Tailbacks, I got red lights all around me. I'm driving home for Christmas, yeah, and get my feet on holy ground. So I sing for you, though you can't hear me. And when I get through and feel you near me, driving in my car, I'm driving home for Christmas. Driving home for Christmas. Driving home. Driving home for Christmas.
Thank you.
So, Wexford Carol from We Banjo 3. Vocals by a guest artist, a singer named Ruth Smith. And traditional carol from County Wexford from We Banjo 3, the Ska Hill and Howley brothers out of Galway. And David Howley on vocals on the first tune, Driving Home for Christmas, original composition from a composer named Chris Ray, and a performance by We Banjo 3. So, We Banjo 3 tonight, tomorrow night in Fort Collins, Friday night in Boulder, and a new CD, Christmas Tunes, called A Winter Wonderful. All right. Also coming up a week from Sunday is Emmett Cahill. Emmett is the fine tenor soloist who performs with Celtic Thunder, and he is going to be appearing at the Light of the World Catholic Church in Littleton, afternoon of Sunday, December 12th, 3:30 show. And here are a couple of tracks from Emmett in performance with Celtic Thunder, O Holy Night, and then a tune called Loveland, Always There. And if you can get out to see Emmett, it is well worth it. It's just Emmett, and accompanied by the choir from the church, and then a solo piano. And it is a fine show. I have seen him many times, and each time it is just as good as it was the first. So here is Emmett Cahill with O Holy Night, and then a tune called Loveland, Always There.
The stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till He appeared. Change.
shall he break, for the slave is a brother, and in his name all oppression shall cease. Sweet hymns of joy in grateful chorus raise we, let all within us praise his holy name. Christ is the Lord, his name forever praise we. Noel, Noel, O night, O night divine, Noel, Noel, O night, O night divine, fall on your knees, O
than I should be, and I just can't face the day, when darkness falls around me, and I just can't find my way, when my eyes don't clearly see, and I stumble through it all. You I lean upon, you keep me strong, and you raise me when I fall. You are there when I most need you. You are there so constantly. My back's against the wall, you are standing there right with me, just to keep me standing tall. Though a burden I may be, you don't weary, you don't rest. You are real.
now, wasn't that lovely? Emmett Kyle, fine, fine tenor voice in the grand tradition of John McCormick and all of the other great Irish tenors. December 12th, 3:30 p.m., Light of the World, Catholic Church in Littleton on West Bowles, west of Kipling. And I believe plenty of tickets remain available. So coming up next, as we reach the near the bottom of the hour, an interview that I recorded a couple of weeks ago with Oisin MacDiarmid. Oisin is a fine, fine musician from County Sligo, and he has put together an ensemble that has been traveling around the U.S. for a number of years, presenting a production called An Irish Christmas in America. And they are going to be here December the 18th, a Saturday night. It's under 21 permitted with parent or guardian, and tickets remain available for that. You can always have dinner upstairs at the tavern and then head downstairs to catch the Irish Christmas in America show. And, well, I guess with that, I will go to the recording of the interview that I did with Oisin, and you can hear it and enjoy that. And then I will play a couple of tunes from an album, one of the albums that they've released, and I'll talk more about it after the interview. Good day, Oisin, and how are you keeping today?
Wonderful to see and hear you, Roger. We're doing well. We're here in Sligo, in wintry Sligo. The wind is blowing and the leaves are well and truly falling off the trees now at this stage of the year.
Tell me about yourself, about your history, how you came to become the fiddler that you are in Sligo and around the world.
Well, as you mentioned, Sligo, we'll start there. Sligo is in the northwest of Ireland, and we have, you could say, a very fine fiddle tradition going back over 100 years that we know of in terms of recorded music. And in fact, we're celebrating this year the 100th anniversary of the beginning of the recording career of the one and only Michael Coleman, Sligo's finest musical export. And we say export because he ended up in wonderful New York back in the 20s, 30s and 40s, and amassed an incredible recording legacy. So I play the fiddle myself, so obviously I'm very taken with that history that we have in traditional fiddle playing. I wasn't born in Sligo. I actually started music in County Clare and then moved to Sligo as an 11-year-old and discovered the wonderful music here. And then in my early 20s, started to discover the delights of America and started to come over touring with the band Taoide couple of times a year, and have enjoyed it greatly, and have been doing it ever since. So we've been celebrating 20 years of Taoide this year. So not quite as extensive as Michael Coleman's recording anniversary, but we're clocking up the miles all the same.
How did you come up with the idea for the Irish Christmas in America show, and how long ago was that?
It goes back a while. As I mentioned, I started touring with Taoide in 2001 over here in America, and covered a lot of ground. And I had been doing, I think for 1 or 2 years, I did a tour away from the band. I did a tour with a group of primarily harpers based out of Ireland, in Europe, in Germany and Holland, for two Christmas. So that, you know, that was themed around Christmas. So one of the harpers there is a good friend of mine, and she's been in our own Irish Christmas in America ever since the beginning, Grania Hambly from County Mayo. And both of us toured in that show way back 20 years or so ago. And I thought, wouldn't it be a nice idea to try and do something like this in America with some of the musicians I'm touring with? And Taylor then, of course, was an all-instrumental band, so we didn't have a singer. So, you know, this was a lovely opportunity to start working with some of the great singers that are out there. So the show started with the idea of bringing a different singer every year, and we did that for quite a period of time. And then I started to tour a lot with Seamus Begley, and then, you know, we kind of realized, I suppose, you know, when you start off these things, you think, oh, it's important to keep it different and keep the membership different. But, and that is a great thing, and I certainly wouldn't change that for anything. But there's something also great about continuing a relationship with some of the performers that you're touring, and rather than changing it up completely every year, the continuity is lovely, even in a social way as well. So, you know, we've stuck with a similar enough lineup for a few years now. So that's basically how the show has evolved. But it grew out of those, you know, the early touring I did with Taeda, and this was an opportunity to do something different and to work with some different people and singers as well.
Who are some of the different singers that have appeared with you over the years?
Well, our very first guest singer that joined us was Cathy Ryan. And Cathy lives in Ireland these days, but at that point she was based in New York. We've had Karen Casey and Cara Dillon, Michael Londra, and we've had Maeve Begley, daughter of Seamus. We've had Muireann Ní Chaoimh, great singer from West Kerry as well. We've had Lumiere, which is Pauline Scanlon, and Eilish Ní Cineada, Eilish Kennedy as well. And so I think that covers probably most of the singers. No, actually, I'm thinking another wonderful Kerry-based singer as well, Teresa Horgan. And I think that's probably sums up the great singers we've had the opportunity to have in the show over the years. And then in recent years, the show has been based vocal-wise around Seamus Begley and Niamh Farrell. And Niamh is from Sligo. So this year, it'll be actually, Seamus won't be with us on tour this year. So Niamh will be doing the full singing duties this year.
And where's Seamus going to be this year? I will miss him and his box playing and his wry humor.
Oh, there's none better. What a wonderful character, wonderful musician and singer as well. And we've done some great touring together, Seamus and myself. But he won't be with us this year, unfortunately. And it's unfortunately the requirement for vaccination is something that he isn't able to meet this year, so unfortunately it precludes him from traveling. But I'll be doing a concert with him here in Ireland tomorrow night down in Nina in Tipperary with Taeda and Seamus Begley. So I look forward to seeing him, and I'm sure, I know he will be missing seeing all of you in America this season.
We will be missing him by the same token. And so will Grania be with you this year, and Samantha, and who else will be in the entourage this year?
We'll have also joined by Sean Gavin, the wonderful flute and Ilan Piper. Mm-hmm. Sean's been touring with us for quite a while now, and is always a pleasure and a treat to have in the lineup. And then this year on Bouzouki, we'll have Alan Murray, and Alan's originally from Glasgow, but he's been playing Irish music in the US scene and doing a lot of touring for quite a few decades now across America. So that'll be wonderful to have Alan join us for the first time.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. And for our listeners, the show will be on December 18th at the Soil Dove Underground, and it will be presented by Celtic Events and Kalasny Music. Doors will open at 7 p.m. The show begins at 8. So, Oisin, what kind of music can people expect to hear by way of tunes and songs, and will there be dancing, and so what will the show be like?
Well, it's you know, obviously as we've been talking about, the theme of it is an Irish Christmas, so that, you know, that centers, I suppose, that's our foundation for the content of the show. So it's a mix of songs relating to Christmas in Ireland. And we also like to bring in a couple of songs that would be more familiar to Americans as part of their Christmas celebration as well. So it's not just 100% centered on Irish traditions. And then in terms of the tunes, I mean, as you know yourself, the instrumental music is a little bit different than the song tradition. Songs always tell a story, and that's, you know, that's always the wonderful thing about a song. It has a theme, it has a story. Instrumental music doesn't have that, and you know, it misses something for that, but I suppose what it gains is that it allows you to make up the story in your own head. There's no text to it, so it's about evoking feelings, and you know, the music covers, obviously it's associated with being lively, and there's plenty, and most of it is very lively, but it also is reflective and thoughtful and sad at times, and moody, and all those different feelings that you get from the music. But in our lineup, you know, we are I suppose very, very lucky to have the Irish harp and the Uilleann pipes as well, and they're beautiful sounds, and they evoke that, I suppose, the history of the music, how far back it goes, and some of the older pieces. So we like to pick some tunes that have a link to some of the traditions around Christmas, or indeed Christmas itself, but not all of the material will be based around Christmas. In terms of the content from year to year, you know, we like to change it up, because we hope the audience have a great time, but we also like to enjoy ourselves on stage as well. And I think that's a very important aspect of any, you know, your listeners, I have to say, from playing and having played in the Soiled Oven in Denver quite a number of times, one of the lovely things about playing in Denver is that you definitely get the sense that there is a very strong awareness of traditional Irish music amongst the audience. So obviously we have people that are experiencing it for the first time, but a lot of people have that insight and experience of music, and that brings it to a different level as well. And I think that's due to the good work of people like yourselves and Pat McCullough, and people that have been, you know, working in the scene and keeping the scene alive over quite a few decades, and that you get that feel in a city when there is that long-standing interest. So we also play in places and cities where they wouldn't have that link necessarily to traditional Irish culture, and people are coming out and experiencing and enjoying it for the first time, and that's beautiful. It's just a different experience to play in that context. But Denver is, you know, there's an astuteness and awareness in the audience that you get. So it's, you know, but to sum it all up, I suppose what we try to do with the show is to make it accessible, but also to make it interesting for people that are the aficionados and go out to the Irish or Celtic music concerts continually throughout the year.
Well, it's very kind of you to acknowledge the contributions that Pat McCullough has made, because without him and all of the work that he has done, I don't think the level of awareness and the variety and quality of the talent that he has been able to bring to Denver would never have happened. To give my listeners a foretaste of what they might expect to hear, are there any particular tunes that you'd like me to play after our interview?
Ah, well, thank you so much for giving me a choice there in it. But maybe one of the ones that'd be nice to play would be something based around the Wren Boys tradition, you know, on St. Stephen's Day, because that is one of the unique and strange and you know, historic custom that is observed in Ireland. So there's a few tunes from that which might be nice to play. And that's, you know, that's one of the days where obviously Christmas time is a time, you know, it's everywhere in the world, it's a family time, it's a time for connecting to those close to you. But there is that day in Ireland on the day after Christmas where people kind of burst out of the insularity of being back in your home, and they burst out and celebrate in the community and have that big annual get together. And what's important about that in Ireland, and I'm sure it is in America too, is in some, you know, some populations disperse all over, whether it's different parts of the country or different parts of the world. And that's has been such a feature of all our lives, you know, for a long, long time, that it's so lovely to have one time of the year where a lot of people will make that extra effort to be home, and for everybody to be home at the same time. So you might meet somebody that you went to school with, or and that you haven't seen in a decade or a couple of decades. And that's sense of bringing people together, I think, is a wonderful part of Christmas, and it ties into very much what the social aspect of traditional Irish music in that social setting does as well.
Well, I think the ability to bring people together and enjoy the music that you'll present is one that is going to be enjoyed and anticipated by a number of people who have seen and heard you before, and it will be a marvelous introduction for those who have not seen you before. December 18th, doors at 7, show at 8, tickets available online at soildove.com. And Oisín MacDiarmid from Sligo, it has been a pleasure having you on the air tonight, and safe travels to you and your family and the rest of the performers who'll be coming with you.
Thank you so much, Roger. It really is a pleasure. And if anybody wants to check out anything about the performers and the show, that they can visit our website at irishchristmasinamerica.com, and you can also see all of our tour dates, because one of the things about our tour is always crisscrosses all over the country. So sometimes maybe some of your Denver listeners may have family or friends in other parts, and we're playing in their cities. So spread the word. We'd be very thankful. And it's going to be so great to get out and meet people and feel that warmth and connection coming up to Christmas this year. So thank you very much for having us back and for your support, Roger.
You're very welcome, Oisín. And it is our pleasure. And really look forward to seeing and hearing you again. Thank you. Irish Christmas in America. There you had the fine Illan pipe playing from Sean Gavin. Oisín McDermott on the fiddle. And I think that's off the Irish Christmas in America album. And the name of that tune was Shuisen Bon. And the first tune was The Fox Chase, and featured Grania Hambly, the fine harp player from County Mayo, along with Oisín on fiddle. And I think Alan Murray on bouzouki, and probably Seamus Begley on the accordion concertina. So coming up to the top of the hour already, my goodness, where has the time gone? Be sure and stay tuned at the top of the hour for Musica Mundi with Natalie at the microphone tonight. So I'm going to close out my hour tonight with a couple of tunes from a brand new 2-CD release put together by Clatter Records in Dublin. Clatter Records was founded by one of the members of the Guinness Brewery family, and it is a primary source of traditional music online, or if you happen to be in Dublin, stop in the shop, and the people there are friendly and know more about traditional Irish music than anybody else you're going to be able to find anywhere. So they released a 2-CD set plus DVD in one combination, but there's vinyl and other combinations available. But it is a 60-year retrospective of the music of the Chieftains. And incredible tunes from the vast repertoire that you can only imagine the Chieftains having produced over a 60-year career. And the album, the CD set, is called Chronicles, 60 Years of the Chieftains. And it will make a terrific stocking stuffer for your favorite Chieftains fan. And so I will close out my show tonight with a couple of tunes off that set. The Boyne Hunt, the Mullingar Races, and the 5 Mile Chase, a set of reels, and then a tune called Molly Bon with Alison Krauss participating with the Chieftains. And so here is the Boyne Hunt, some reels, and then Molly Bon. So it's been my pleasure being with you tonight. I will be back next week, and next week I will feature a lot of new tunes on albums being released by groups here and in other parts of the world that will be great stocking stuffers as well. So here's the Chieftains and the Boyne Hunt.
Support comes from Paradise Found Records and Music, formerly Bart's Record Shop, Boulder's source for new and used music. Buying record collections at the customer's location, located at 1646 Pearl Street. More information by calling 303-444-1760.
Support comes from Frequent Flyers Aerial Dance, which presents Gravity and Relativity on December 3rd, 4th, and 5th at the Dairy Arts Center in Boulder. Gravity and Relativity features beauty and agility of seven aerial dancers who traverse a landscape of aerial silks. Tickets and more information are available at frequentflyers.org/events.
Support comes from the KGNU listener members and Ska Street's Boulder Brew Pub and Distillery, featuring an award-winning distillery and handcrafted beers brewed in-house. Now open for dine-in service with heated outdoor patios. Ska Street Brewstillery, tucked behind the shrubbery at 38th and Arapaho.
You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. This is Musica Mundi, an exploration of music from all around the world. I'm Natalie, your host and tour guide, taking you up to the 10 o'clock hour. And at that time, do stay tuned with us for Reggae Transfusion with Adam. And tonight's show is a blend of brand new releases and older ones, and we do travel a lot of places around the world. This happens to be from Australia, as you can tell with the didgeridoo. It's actually an old tune. I think it was back of 1993, and tune is called Baka from Outback. And the Baka album, and the name Baka refers to the Baka pygmies of the Cameroon rainforest. So feel free to give me a call here at the Boulder Station, 303-442-4242. Until then, sit back and enjoy the journey.